Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, final hour of the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk some Preakness with one of my favorite guests on the show. He doesn't come on the show enough. His name is Kevin Gorg. You know him from Canterbury Park, but you also know him from FanDuel Sports Network. He's joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. KG, it's been too long. I don't think I've actually seen you face-to-face in like a year.
Well, thank goodness. Live racing starts next week at Canterbury, and hopefully we can get you out and with all your buddies out there from Jeff Bidet to Paul Allen. We'll have a good old time starting next week out in Shakopee. We got to get you out there, H.
It's hard, man. It's hard, man. I can't. You know what? Back in when I had less to do, always made my ventures. My adventurous ways out to Canterbury Park. But nowadays, it just, you know how it is, man. You get caught up into doing a lot of things, and we're diverse in terms of all the things that we do because you're just not a hockey guy. You're not just a horse racing guy. You know, you got a life, and so life gets busy at times. But you know what? It's all good. We still get a chance to communicate. We still get a chance to talk all things sports and horse racing on the various different media outlets that we have at our disposal. And I'm so happy that you have joined me tonight. Before we get into the horses, have you recovered from the early exit for the Minnesota Wild?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I had a great time this year with this team. 19 years now on the beat covering the Wild. And I mentioned this on a podcast recently. This group specifically in my 19 years was maybe the most selfless group to work with. And for all of us that work with the team, you've done this covering different teams in town. When you get a great group of people to work with, it makes the job so much more enjoyable. And they were fantastic. And I got to tell you, they overachieved all year. With the injuries that they went through, knowing before the year they weren't even predicted to be a playoff team, they played spectacularly. And we saw some great growth from Philip Gustafson, who's become now, in my opinion, an elite goalie in this league. We saw Matt Boldy now go from a star to maybe being a superstar with what he did down the stretch and carrying the team while Kaprizov was hurt. And I thought they played great even in defeat against the Golden Knights. I thought they had a chance to win in every one of those hockey games. You know, you talk about puck luck and maybe a couple of plays, and I think the biggest play was Nyquist going offside in that situation that would have given Hartman the likely game-winning goal, and I think it might be a different result in the series. But all that being said, back to the original point, I loved this group of guys, and I really think that the core group that we've got right now with the Wild are going to do some good things here in the next couple of years.
Man, did Matt Boldy become a star? Oh, my gosh, that guy's insane.
You know, it's funny because early on in his career, you know, Bill Guerin kind of hinted that this guy down the road could score 40, maybe 50 goals. And he said he's got to get to the middle of the rink. Early on, you saw Boldy do a lot of his work on the outskirts part of the rink. And he's got a great shot and he's got great hands and he still was able to score some big goals. But now he's developed that skill to create space and get to the inside. And that's where all the goals are scored, man. Like, you have to go to the net. You have to know you're going to get hit. And Boldy is still a young guy, early 20s. So we're seeing these big steps. And, you know, it takes pressure off Kaprizov. And certainly now this is a team that I believe is really set up with some young players in the mix, with the money finally coming off. No more conversations about the Suter and Parisi buyouts. It really is a team that's in a position to be quite good in the next couple of years. The hard part is, the best team in this league right now might be in their division. It might be the Dallas Stars. And for all of us that are Minnesota hockey fans, maybe a little older like I am, it's painful to admit that. But Dallas right now looks like the team to beat.
Yeah. You mentioned that Canterbury Park, the meet starts next Saturday is the first day, which is May the 24th. It's going to run through September the 20th. You know, one of the interesting things that I see when I look at the meet is the fact that depending on whatever day it is, whether it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday situation, that the post times are different because you got the 1 o'clock post, you got the 4 o'clock post, and you have the 5 o'clock post, which I love those times because I'm going to be honest, Kevin, I think that you're going to be in for a hot summer. We've already seen the hot temperatures already, and bro, I think you're going to be sweating quite a few Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, and I think fans with the different post times, kind of like a baseball schedule with the Twins in the summer, head to CanterburyPark.com. Most of the time, 5 o'clock on Wednesdays and Saturdays, you can focus in on. It is going to be warm, but it's going to be beautiful. And for maybe some of your listeners that haven't been out there in a while, it's really a family-friendly place. And you come out on Sunday specifically, and they've got the petting zoo, the pony rides. A lot of times we'll have the wiener dog races, the corgi races. It really is a great spot to bring young people. And then for all of us that like to play the horses, it's beautiful, man. And we only get 3 or 4 months of this summer weather. So bring the heat on. As long as we can be out there playing the ponies in the sunshine, we'll have live music a lot of times on these Saturday nights. It's going to be spectacular. And people should really dive in because, you know, we only get this X amount of time and then we're back to fall, back to putting on the extra layers, back to shoveling and all that because summer is special around here.
Yeah. All right, let's get to talking about the Preakness weekend. The card, in my opinion, KG, and you know I love horse racing, but Friday into Saturday, the way that I have viewed the Preakness weekend is I look at the Kentucky Derby weekend, spectacular weekend. I think that the fields are awesome. I think that there are great long shots. I don't view the Preakness in the same way, and then I feel like when you get by the time that you get to the Belmont, you're back to a very Churchill Downs-esque type of card with plenty of long shot opportunities. How do you view Friday and Saturday? Because I'm really going to play less races and I'm going to pick and choose my spots.
I'm with you 100%. I'm not going to lie to you. The Churchill Downs extravaganza was wonderful. We know what the Belmont Stakes and that weekend looks like in New York. I would put that weekend up, and it's at Saratoga because they're remodeling Belmont Park right now, and Saratoga kind of the Fenway Park in our game. And I'll tell you that the Belmont racing that week is up with the Breeders' Cup week, and it's that good. So this one kind of gets stuck in the middle, and we're seeing it with Sovereignty and a lot of other grade one horses that ran a couple weeks ago in Louisville. They're taking the pass. In this world we live in now, horses don't run every 2 weeks like they did in the 60s and 70s. That being said, because they're running 14 races each day, I still look at both Friday and Saturday as some wonderful opportunities where 5 or 6 of the races are great. So you're right. You got to pick and choose your spots. And I think the good news for Saturday, that's the day I really focus in on. There's some long shot potential that leads into the Preakness. And the pick 5 to me for a lot of people that play the horses is a great way to turn a horse you like I do in journalism that's going to probably be around even money into a horse that might, you know, if you play the pick 5, could be 8, 10, 15, 20 to 1 by extracting some value before the big race.
That's interesting. That's interesting. All right, so let's talk about the Preakness, and then before we get off, I want you to give me a long shot or two outside of the Preakness race in particular. But let's look at the Preakness. How do you evaluate the race revolving around journalism? Journalism is an amazing horse, ran second in the Kentucky Derby. You were all over Sovereignty. I was all over Sovereignty. You were more on Sovereignty from the jump. I ended up scratching into Sovereignty because my first choice, Tappan Street, ended up getting injured. It had to be scratched. Then my second choice, Grande, had to be scratched. And then my third choice was Sovereignty, where you were on that horse, and we both cashed some nice tickets. But Journalism is the 8-5 morning line favorite. Your thoughts in particular on how this race is going to be ran?
Well, and when I take a look at any particular race, especially the big races, I start with the favorite with the idea when I go into it, I'm going to try to beat the favorite. I make my living and I make my wagers based on trying to beat low-priced horses. And there are some races like this where the more I look at the race, and I've been looking at it now for most of the week, the more I liked Journalism. And the only question mark that I really have about this racehorse is the two-week break. It's not a normal cadence in horse racing to come right back. And so if he gets beat, it'll only because of the Kentucky Derby being such a taxing race. But I don't think they'd run this horse unless he was doing awfully well. So I'm going to assume he's at his normal status. And if he is, he's going to be a handful. And the way I see the race is there are some interesting upsetters in this race. Bob Baffert trains the one Goal Orientated, who also ran on Derby Day on the undercard and shows a ton of speed and a ton of talent. Anytime Dwayne Lucas enters a Grade One race, you have to pay attention. He won this race last year at age 89, one of the greatest trainers in the history of the game. He won it last year with Seize the Gray. He's got a similar horse in the three-horse American Promise. Like the one, the Baffert horse, he's got speed. And then I look at the other Wise Guy horse right now. Everybody is on this horse, and that's the eight-horse Clever Again, who looked awesome at Oaklawn Park beating Softer, and he's the only other horse besides Journalism to eclipse the triple digits in the buyer speed figures. He got a 101 last time, which is basically on par with what Journalism has been doing. He also has speed. And so I think those three, Henry, are going to set a pretty honest tempo, and they might compromise each other. And I think Journalism will be closer to the pace. I think he got beat in Kentucky because he got too far back and he let Sovereignty get to the outside of him and get the last jump. That's not going to happen again. I think you're going to see his jockey, Umberto Rispoli, keep that horse a little closer. He's going to sit maybe mid-pack. And I think if he's on his game around the far turn, when Journalism gets motoring, he is a beautiful racehorse to watch. I think he's going to start to pick off runners one by one. The way I'm going to attack this race is try to get a long shot into the Exactor trifecta. And for me, H, it's the four Heart of Honor, who last raced over in Dubai at the EAU Derby. And this horse out of the UAE Derby has some credentials and has run this distance at 1 3/16 in his last two starts and run well. If I can get him second or third, again, I'm going to turn an even money horse like Journalism into a horse that's closer to 6, 8, or 10 to 1, because betting him to win at even money to me doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, we're talking to Kevin Gorg here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO about the Preakness Stakes here this Saturday at Pimlico. The other thing, or let me just give you my stance on it, because I think that everything that you said, I totally agree with, and I do think that four-horse Heart of Honor is super interesting. But The horse that I am rolling with, because it's one of my stable horses, it's a horse that I bet every time that this horse has ran, is River Thames. That is the horse that I'm going to select. It is a Todd Pletcher trained horse. Todd Pletcher, by the way, has never won the Preakness. That's mind-blowing to me. But the bottom line is, I think that he could get set up into a great trip, kind of not on the lead, but near the lead and ready to pounce. I think that the six horse is, because I love the horse, I think he gets the job done.
Yeah, I've got the two winning, and I'm using the 4, 6, and 8 underneath. I'm against the 7, Sandman. And to your horse, you get Irad Ortiz, one of the best riders on the planet. You get Todd Pletcher, who is a generationally good trainer. Somehow, some way, this race has eluded him. His horses have not run well in this race, but a lot of them have run in the Derby and come back in 2 weeks and struggled. And Todd Pletcher likes to give his horses at least a month off. And this horse hasn't raced since the first week of April. I think you're going to get the first jump on Journalism. As I mentioned, I believe the 1, the 3, and the 8 are all going to show their patented early speed, which gives Irad the chance to figure out how to get the jump on journalism. And he's a world-class jockey at forcing the competition into bad trips. And sometimes he walks that line. Think of Keith Kachuk and the Florida Panthers. Iron Ortiz is kind of the bad boy of jockeys, where he will do things within a race to put the favorite in a bad spot. I'll be very curious as to where he places this horse, maybe just behind those leaders. And maybe he tries to see if Rispoli will take journalism down inside so he can kind of pin him in on the fence. But I think the biggest thing your horse has going for him, outside of clearly the good form that he shows, is that jockey. IREV will do what it takes to give his horse the best chance to win. And so if I like journalism, which I do, I have to respect the six horse River Thames.
All right. So give me up. So you're, for the record, you're going with journalism for the win.
Sadly, I am. And I'm going to key the two journalism over 4, 6, and 8 and try to hit the trifecta. And so if 4, 6, or 8 can come second and I can get a bomb in third, I'm going to try to hit the try. I won't bet the horse to win at even money. I won't do that. I just don't believe in it. I'll need a different way to attack the race. And I've got two long shots I'm going to tie to journalism that I want to tell your listeners about. The first one is a two-day wager that's a daily double for the Black-Eyed Susan, which is the Preakness edition for the fillies, into this Preakness Stakes. It's a two-day daily double. And we're, you know, again, you go back to the Derby, I hit that two-day double. Neither horse was a big price, and I still got back nearly $50 on a $2 bet. So don't sleep on these two-day wagers. The horse I'm going to give our listeners in the Friday feature race, which is the Black-Eyed Susan, is number 6, Paris Lily. It goes, like the Preakness, as race 13, a little before 5 o'clock here, Minnesota time. She's 8-1. She's got Rosario and NH. She's got Lone Speed. So you do a let's just say it's a $20 bet. Rather than, you know, putting $20 on journalism and trying to get back roughly $40, I'm going to do a $20 double, try to get Paris Lily home in that first race on Friday in the Black-Eyed Susan into journalism. Well, that $20 bet will probably get me back well over $100, maybe closer to $200. So that's one option. And the other option is the race right before. So if you can't bet both days, if you've got to work tomorrow and you can only bet on Saturday and come to Canterbury and take your swing, race 12 is the race right before the Preakness. It's a grade 3 race on the turf. And once again, I believe I've got a horse that's going to be loose on the front end. Race 12 on Saturday, number 9, Irish Aces. He's laughing. He's laughing. He must have the horse.
We're on the same horse.
Love it. Love it. And it's the exact same jockey as journalism. So it's the same guy. It's Rispoli. It's Lone Speed. And it's 10-1, Henry. So again, a $20 double here might get you $300 or $400. So I love trying to take a horse I like and enhancing the value around it. So I like journalism, but I like long shots around him. I love that we're on the same horse.
All right. There is one other horse, though, in that race that absolutely scares me. And I've cast several tickets. And I think this horse is going to be the favorite of the race, and that's the 13 Trickery. Trickery is like a legit horse. I don't like the post, though. Has never run at the distance. So we'll see how things shake out. But, no, I'm with you on Irish Aces. The one thing about Irish Aces, I will say, is that when he is on his A game, this horse can get it done. But this horse has been heckling jide at times.
Yep.
So that's the one thing I don't like.
He's a little hit or miss, but what I like the most is when trainers shift to a particular track that they haven't been at, and Brendan Walsh's trainer is really terrific. He's based out of Churchill Downs. This horse raced in Kentucky at Keeneland. And when they go up in class, when they ship and they go from an allowance race into a graded stakes race, this is big money for this racehorse. This is a race worth $250,000. It's a grade 3 race. And even though this horse last time out beat softer competition, when a trainer like Brendan Walsh decides that we're going to pack up this horse, we're going to head to Baltimore, and we're going to give this chance to a horse the chance to take on much tougher competition. Obviously, the trainer knows this horse is doing quite well right now, and I think he's going to get the trip. And you mentioned it, the favorite sequestered on the outside. This is a 13-horse field, so I think traffic is going to be a major, major issue. And I looked at this race, I'm like, there just isn't a lot of speed. And so Rispoli can really take advantage of avoiding traffic. He doesn't need the lead. He's won from off the pace. but I think he'll be one of the horses near the front of the vanguard. And if you get that favorite four or five wide, that favorite can't win out there. It's just too hard to do on the turf. Turf is all about saving energy and saving ground. And I think this horse, because he's got the speed to clear off and save ground, has a huge tactical advantage over the likely favorite.
All right, real quick before I let you go, KG, there is one person specifically that's listening, loves everything that you do with regards to your work with the Minnesota Wild. They are saying, I love his period break and post-game interviews. That will be none other than Vanita Sakar, host of the Morning News right here on WCCO.
I tell you what, I've been on her show. She is such a cool lady. And is there anybody out there that has more fun when she's not working? And, hey, I give her credit. If she gets up early every day and answers the bell, and she's awesome at what she does. But every time I look at her social media platforms, she's somewhere cool, whether it's the Timberwolves game, the Wild game, the state tournament. She's out of town. She's here. She's there. I mean, we should do – remember that Where in the World thing they did on the Today Show? We should do that on your show with Where in the World is Vanita, because – man, in my next life, I want to live hers. It's fantastic.
Hey, I don't know what Vanita has for breakfast. I don't know if she's a big-time coffee drinker. I don't know if she's into Red Bull. But her energy level is off the charts.
Yeah. She never slows down. And like I said, she gets up every day. We've both been on that show. She answers the bell. She's great. She connects with the guests. And then at night, I mean, you know, a lot of the other people that work in the morning, and we've got some mutual friends that do so on a different station, they're tucked into bed by 8 o'clock, not Vanita. I mean, if the Wolves are playing at 8 o'clock, there she is. Like,
hey,
she's out there howling.
She might be on the court twerking for all we know because she's one of the dancers.
Fantastic. So cool.
Oh, man. AKG, you're the best, my man. Let's cast some tickets this weekend.
Looking forward to it. Text me early and often.
All right, sounds good. That's Kevin Gore joining us here on the Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. KG is the best. I know we went over, but it's all good in the hood. All right, the more Lake Show coming up next.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, thanks again to Kevin Gorg. Really quickly, before we head to another break, real quickly, we got to get to the weather. I see this headline about Dick's Sporting Goods has acquired Foot Locker. $2.4 billion deal. I cannot tell you the last time I went to a Foot Locker. I don't know. I just don't go to Foot Lockers and Finish Line to get shoes anymore. I typically will go directly to the, like, if I want some Nikes, I'll just go to Nike.
Go straight to Nike, yeah.
Yeah. How about you? When's the last time you've been to Foot Locker?
Oh, man, it's been a long time. Been a long time. But, I mean, it used to be kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah, no, that was the place back in the day.
Because, you'd get your jerseys, you'd get your hats, you'd get your shoes. Like, you would get all outfitted right then and there. Like, it was, yeah, Foot Locker, man. Dick's is probably one of the few franchises that could absorb it at this point.
Well, and Dick's competition is Shields, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going back and forth.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think it's and I'm still partial to Shields, but you know, I've spent a lot of money and a lot of time at Shields over the years.
Gotcha. All right, we've got to jump to another break. We'll get to the weather on the other side. And then after that, let's do Word on the Street. We're supposed to do Word on the Street this segment. We'll do it next year on The Lake Show. Better late than never. Word on the Street is back. And we kick it off right now. This is the only Word on the Street this week because we had – well, hold on. Did you guys have it on Tuesday?
I don't know. I wasn't here on Tuesday. Maybe they did.
Oh, wait.
I think it was Josh and Stevie T.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I wasn't in on Tuesday either.
Yeah, no, I was. Yeah, this is the first time I've been back in since Friday.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. If they did, they did. If they didn't,
they
probably didn't. I mean, let's just be honest. Yeah.
Let's get to it.
All right, let's get to it. I know you're a big fan of the Biebs.
I like Justin Bieber. I can't front.
No, the Biebs is very talented. Very talented.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
Oh, he's extremely talented.
He has made somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion as the world's biggest pop star.
Really?
Yeah, but he blew it all and ended up being in such dire financial shape he had to sell his music catalog for $200 million.
Oh, he'll be all right.
Well, people in Justin's camp said he was on the verge of what they say financial collapse back in 2022. So much so that he felt that he had to sell the rights to his music that December.
Mm.
Now, think about that. Justin Bieber selling the rights to his music, being a young guy. Now, his manager, Scooter Braun, tried to say he's sorry. All right. So, his manager, Scooter Braun, tried to tell him it was a bad idea to sell so early and to at least wait until January 2023 to get a tax break. But Justin didn't want to wait, so he sold it in December. He could have waited one more month and gotten a tax break. But he was in such dire financial situation that he had to sell it. So he sold it. And a lot of artists have sold their catalogs, but Justin is by far the youngest to do it. But being broke had a lot to do with this decision. Now, apparently, there's a Bieber documentary called TMZ Presents What Happened to Justin Bieber, which is, I guess, streaming on Hulu, and that explores his mental health, marriage, money troubles, his church. I completely forgot about his church and his career.
What do you mean, his church?
I think he's got his own church.
What?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
No, I'm serious. I think Justin
Bieber. I never heard that.
Yeah, I think maybe you're not as big a fan of the Biebs as you say.
No, I'm a fan. I mean, I'm not into him like a TMZ level.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to the church of Bieber?
Probably not.
Okay, that's fair enough. Hey, Chris Brown, stop me if you've heard this before, but Chris Brown is in trouble with the law again as he was arrested in the UK earlier today over a bottle-throwing incident at a nightclub 2 years ago. According to law enforcement, Brown was taken into custody at a hotel in Manchester, England, early Thursday morning on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. The Sun reported that Brown was busted hours after he flew into town on a private jet, landing at the Manchester airport. Now, the arrest stems from a violent incident that reportedly took place at the Tape nightclub in the Mayfair section of London back in February 19, 2023. It's over 2 years ago. Brown allegedly clashed with music producer Abe Dia and is accused of attacking him with a bottle. At the time, Dia told The Sun that Chris smashed him over the head with a bottle and then punched and kicked him.
Put his butt in jail. Give him some jail time. I mean, we're just not out here assaulting people for no reason. Like, seriously, what are we doing? What are we doing? The same way that you and I would be held accountable for our actions, Chris Brown ain't no different. Sorry. Not sorry.
I don't know if this is a controversial take, but I think Chris Brown has anger problems.
Yeah, it's been well documented.
Okay. That's my opinion. My opinion. I don't even think he's that good of a... He's not even worth the trouble. He's not...
No, he's extremely talented. Yeah, like, man, he's more talented than Justin Bieber.
Oof.
Oh, now yeah, he is. No, he is. Have you seen him dance? No. I'm not a Chris Brown. Like, I'm not into Chris Brown.
Run it.
This dude is one of one.
No, I know he's talented.
Like he's the best dancer in the world, probably amongst celebrities, and it's not even close. And he's got good music. I'm just not a fan of his. The dude, like,
he's
the
domestic,
the domestic violence stuff with Rihanna.
Yeah.
He doesn't come across as a good human.
He's a bad person. He's a bad person. So maybe that is just affecting how I think about him. Hey, speaking of great people, remember former Timberwolf Malik Beasley and Larsa Pippen? Apparently.
Well, Larsa Pippen's moved on. She's with somebody else.
Oh, yeah. But apparently, she's blaming her hookup with Malik Beasley on COVID brain. Now, she's blaming COVID for her rendezvous with Malik Beasley.
Oh, gosh.
Admitting in a new interview that hooking up with the NBA player was a mistake. Now, they became a thing back in 2020 while she was still married to Montana Yao, who later said she was blindsided by the...
No, he was. He was married.
Oh, yeah,
him.
He was...
Not
yeah.
her, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he was married to her. Who later, she said she was blindsided by the affair.
Yes.
Yeah, the 50-year-old Pippen and 28-year-old Beasley split a short time
later.
How
old is she?
She was 50.
Okay.
And he's 28. They split a short time later. He reconciled with Yao after publicly apologizing to her.
He left her again, though.
What's that?
He left her again.
Yes, he did. The Real Housewives star revisited the drama in a new episode of The Jason Lee Show and explained her side of the story. Quote, "That was a mistake," she said. "I had COVID brain. I just had COVID. I was stuck in my house. I hadn't gone anywhere. He was there. He was, like, on me." I'll have to see if that excuse holds up in other places.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, we'll have to try that sometime and see if it actually worked. Hey, Lee also brought up the time that Beasley and Pippen's son, Scottie Jr., were on the Lakers together in 2023, but she insists it wasn't as awkward as folks thought. Okay. "They had a conversation when they were on the same team, and it was fine," she said. "It wasn't like we had a really bad breakup. Like you were saying, like, good news is all the parties have moved on." Pippen is currently dating former pro basketball player Jeff Kobe. Senator, recently he plans to marry her in November. Now, Beasley, who eventually split with his wife again, is in a relationship with Instagram model Natalia Garabato.
Oh, gosh.
Now, as for why she's so popular with men, Pippen chalked it up to being independent and fun.
"I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous." Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, if you're an independent and fun lady, of course you're going to be popular.
I love that description.
I'm independent and I'm fun. Nah, you're playing a little fast and loose. Let's just be honest. COVID brain.
Yeah, what?
COVID brain. I've never...
COVID brain?
Yeah. And let's end this on a little bit of a somber note here, Henry. We are going to pay tribute. You're going to raise your lighters. A legend of the reptilian acting community has been lost. Now, Adam Sandler, mourning the death of one of his most memorable co-stars, Morris, the octogenarian alligator who nearly sabotaged the tour championship chances of Sandler's titular character in the classic comedy Happy Gilmore, said, quote, "Goodbye, Morris, we're all going to miss you," he wrote in the cheeky yet poignant tribute on social media. "You can be hard on directors, makeup artists, costumers, really anyone with arms or legs, but I know you did it for the ultimate good of the film." Of course, Morris, a longtime acting alligator, he's been in it for over 3 decades. He worked with Tom Cruise, Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd. He was in The Vampire, Dr. Dolittle 2, The Blues Brother 2000. He also won the starring role of a killer alligator in 1980's Alligator and its 1991 sequel, Alligator 2, The Mutation. But his role in Happy Gilmore gave him the best showcase of his career.
You know what I say to that?
R.I.P. Morris?
Later, Gator.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's
a total dad joke right there.
That was, and I missed it. I can't believe I didn't. God, I wish I would have thought about that.
That's such a joke you would come up
with. Well done. I had nothing. I was not expecting that. That was solid. I don't think I've ever heard a dad joke out of you.
You just did.
That's pretty good.
Coming up next, we've got headlines, and then we're done right here on The Late Show. All right, let's dive right into headlines. Programming note tomorrow, abbreviated Lake Show from 6 until 6:30. Then after that, we've got Twins pregame into Twins baseball. And then after, we'll talk to you guys on Final Pitch. The Brew Crew, Milwaukee tomorrow night.
Rivalry.
Into the weekend.
It's a rivalry weekend all across Major League Baseball. I love it. Go for an even dozen in Milwaukee. Let's do it. Hey, a brand new Narcan vending machine is now open in North Minneapolis. It's located at the Fire Station 14 on Lowry Avenue North, a designated safety hub for local residents, and it's free. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says the machine will empower the community with a life-saving resource. A similar South Minneapolis machine opened last year and has already distributed nearly 1,700 boxes so far. Mm. City leaders will consider providing more machines to the public if the need continues. Ward 4 council member Latricia Vita praised the move as a vital step in preventing opioid overdoses in the community. Narcan, medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose. The number of a drug overdose deaths in Minnesota decreased in 2023 for the first time in 5 years, but has dramatically increased in recent years, tripling since 2014. Non-fatal overdoses in the state have increased at similar levels.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be vigilant. We got to make sure that we take care of business here with regards to trying to put products out there that will reduce the number of overdoses. I know somebody, a woman who, luckily her daughter, who at the time was struggling with some drug addiction, overdosed in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And they administered the Narcan to her. And yeah, it saved her life.
Narcan is an amazing tool that you hope you never have to use. But in today's day and age, I don't think we can, you know, you can't vilify those.
No, you can't poo-poo any of that.
You can't poo-poo any of it. Absolutely. Hey, Max will rebrand once more as HBO Max. Speaking on stage during Warner Brothers Discovery's upfront presentation to advertisers, HBO chief executive Casey Bloys, not to be confused with Bloys Olson, announced that the company streaming platform Max would revert to its previous name, HBO Max. Now, Warner Brothers Discovery changed HBO Max's name to Max in 2023, shortly after Warner Media and Discovery merged, creating WBD in 2022. Company originally rebranded the service as HBO Max in 2020, having pivoted away from HBO. Now the change pushes HBO, the crown jewel in WBD's content coffers, to the forefront as it looks to draw audiences to the platform.
It was dumb to begin with. I'm going to tell you why. When you hear Max, what do you think?
I don't think HBO.
I think Cinemax.
Cinemax, yeah.
I don't think HBO. So why would you just roll out with Max? That makes no sense.
Yeah, I have no idea. Sometimes you have this brand like HBO. Use HBO as part of the marketing strategy. Like, I don't know why you would ever just try and, yeah, you're right.
Silly.
I think Skinemax as well. And finally, after stepping back from the spotlight, Gary Sinise is letting fans in on his family's private battle, cancer, and finding beauty after tragedy. In an interview with People published May 14th, he opened up about leaning on his family after walking away from Hollywood in 2019 to help care for his son, Mac, who was diagnosed with bone cancer. Unfortunately, he left us a little too early, told the outlet of his son, who died at 2024, age 33. I want people to know who he was. Just a dad being a dad.
Yeah. That's sad, dude.
33.
Never want to see anybody have to deal with that. Way too early. All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Quick reminder. This weekend, we can't stand Wisconsin. We don't like the Brewers. That's where the Twins will be at. If you're traveling to Wisconsin, be safe. Go Twins. Tomorrow night, abbreviated late show from 6 until 6:30. And then following Twins baseball, we'll do Final Pitch. Talk to you then.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.